So next meeting?
No.
No. It's coming up now.
He'll call your name.
We'll call your name.
Like, supposed to be in jail.
It's time to call her.
Recognize her. Yeah, that's... He's out there, man. Okay. Ready?
I guess, Scott.
Okay. Case number 1731, Parksley Lane, nightly rental, TCS Enterprises, Tammy Smith's representative. We're down at the end of K Highway, going through our concept here. Kirbyville area, turn on K, everybody kind of knows where K-Dock is. We're down there at the end. We'll zoom in. There's numerous lots in this request. As you'll see, it's lots 6 through 13. Applicant seeking approval of Division 3 permit for the ability to nightly rent 6 future one-bedroom cabins. Be one cabin per lot, except for 12 and 13 would be wastewater lots. So that's the end of my concept. If you have any other questions, we move on to the public hearing part.
Is everybody any good? Questions? Is you want to ask one? All right, Phil. Just if you would, you rather speak about this on when it comes? We're going into the public hearing.
Okay.
And other people want to speak on this, I'm sure. So I'll give That's you the we'll, opportunity
we'll speak
to speak
after. Yeah.
To speak
okay.
after.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll right. give you a chance.
So I'll go through our public hearing presentation here, and then we'll bring them up. Per the assessor's information, the subject property consists of 8 lots, number 6 through 13, and plot 2 of the southwest quarter of section 27, township 23, range 20. The total property is approximately 1.88 total acres in size. The applicant is planning to build 6 one-bedroom cabins, a cabin per each lot, number 6 through 11, with the wastewater system on lots 12 and 13. Property will be served by a private well and an on-site wastewater system. The applicant is currently working with Taney County and an engineer on the permit application for the wastewater system. For the nightly rentals, the maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom. Therefore, these would be 1 bedrooms, so they'll have an occupancy of 4 per cabin. And they'll be needing a total of 2 parking spaces per cabin. The project received a total score of a negative 6 on the policy checklist. There's a view of our property again. These are, of course, our pictometry. The units will be one-bedroom rentals only. The property to the east is owned by the applicant, which is lot 5. The property to the north is the Corps of Engineers on Bull Shoals Lake. The property border to the south is Parksley Lane. So per Appendix D, Step 6, the no buffering will be required. Here's kind of a concept, and that didn't shrink down very good for my PowerPoint, but there's the concept. Parksley Lane is here, and they were going to do a separate drive here, showing the cabins. The septic drip system would be here, and of course they own this lot here. The applicant feels this location would be a good area, being next to the K-Dock Marina, for families and fishermen to use nightly rental. Okay, the part about this one's different. She's coming through since it's a kind of a development as a Division 3 permit versus the special use permit. So if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 permit 1731, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One's compliance with the provisions of Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two would be compliance letters from the Central Taney County Fire Protection District and all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature shall be provided to the planning department. Three, the Parksley Lane nightly rental cabin shall accommodate or sleep no more than 4 persons per cabin. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. 4 one-off street parking space shall be provided for each 2 persons of occupancy in a nightly rental. Thus, a total of 2 parking spaces will be required for each cabin. Inability to provide the required off-street parking will reduce the permitted occupancy. Nightly rental occupant vehicles are to be parked on the resident's property or in an overflow parking area, if available, not on a roadside. 5, the management company or a waste collection provider shall provide weekly solid waste collection during all months that the nightly rental is available for rent. 6, Parksley Lane nightly rental shall contain a minimum of 1 operable fire extinguisher, operable smoke alarms, operable carbon monoxide alarms in compliance with local fire district regulations. 7 is our certificate of compliance must be issued for each nightly rental special use permit, but that should read for each cabin because it's under a Division 3, and we just changed that where they're not required to get that special use. A valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license or sales tax number shall be provided to the planning department prior to the issuance of a CFC. And then our Parksley nightly rental shall be posted with the same postings, and I won't go through them, A through G. And then our owner, local representative, complaints and availability are the same. The buffer would be the same, except it's not meeting the requirements. And our Taney County hold harmless is number 12. This one, the Division 2 permits will be required before construction begins for each cabin. And this decision is subject to all existing easements. And last 15, that's decision of record, shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Thank you, Scott.
Okay.
The first one signed up to speak is Tommy Smith.
It's Tammy Smith.
Tammy?
I'm the owner, so I'll just wait until the end.
Okay. Well, the first one, I thought you were Parmeter. I'm sorry. Deb Parmeter. And also Roger. You can both come up. I presume you're together.
Yeah. We live on lot 4, and lot 5 has an electrical right-of-way, so they haven't got that in the plan. I don't know if you've been down K Highway and to KDOT Park, and there's cabins right as you come in that have been raided and for meth. They are vacant now. We've got a lot of people that tend to use those cabins unauthorized when the weather's bad, so we've got a homeless population. Also over in the park, there is not only having nightly rental people coming in that we don't know coming into a residential area, we got to worry about the safety of them as well as ourselves because there's a lot of crime goes on down there from the park, from all of the area around the lake. At least 3 times a week we hear gunfire. I've just kind of had enough of people that are there on a temporary basis coming in and causing so much trouble, and I really don't want to see any more of it. I submitted a letter with all of my concerns because I'm not real good at speaking in front of people. We looked into buying that property. We found out that it's not really good for building. There's a lot of ledge rock. It's very steep. Also, there is a septic cesspool on lot 8, I think, and it's used by two people on McLean, and they've used it since before we were there in 99. So we went to check on what would have to happen, and they said, well, basically, you can tell them it's closed, but if they've used it for more than 10 years, they have a right to use it. And it has been closed off, but continued to use. So there's that issue. What are them two people going to do? Where are they going to, where they're at, it's totally ledge rock. They've got no option. Parksley Lane is one way in from K Highway up to Parksley Lane. As you come in from K Highway to Warren Road, it's flooded at times. It was flooded for a couple of months this year. And that's after the county has raised the road 10 feet, and it still wasn't enough. So if there's emergency services needed, how are they going to get to the people? The owners have the right to cross property by the Wilson brothers, but only owners that live there. Anybody else, they don't have permission to cross his property. And it's gated at two ends. You have to have keys. And if you don't follow his rules, he can deny you access. So if there was something happen with these nightly rental people, how's fire going to get there? How's police going to get there? You know, he's had to personally arrest people that were out there, that the cops were looking all over for him, and they come knocking on our door, and he walked them right over to him. We've had cops out there numerous times. And when we had the drug people in the cabins, we wanted to get out of there, but I couldn't think, you know, we can't sell that to somebody who's going to have kids living here. And the drug issue has not gone away. We still have a lot of traffic that looks like the same traffic. And I just don't think, you know, we need any more trouble. And I don't think that the county needs a liability if something happens to somebody in that rental and they can't get to them.
Can I speak a little bit? We've lived there 18 years. And we get this public notice thing, and it states tree houses. Is that a cabin?
Or RVs.
RVs. Pole-type camper RVs are going to be put on these lots. And tree houses. Now, can I get that cleared up somehow? Because as far as I'm concerned, that's not a cabin. And that road is just crazy. You don't understand because you haven't lived on it for 18 years. But I'm concerned about the traffic flow, and I'm also concerned about the safety because they cannot get out of there if Wilson's deny
access,
or if there has to be a time spent to get access for emergency situations, a heart attack, you know, fire, whatever. You can't get through there when it floods. It was 5 foot, you know, and my vehicle will make it through 5 foot of water. And there were cars down there being towed, and you'd hear them hit it at night because somebody moved the... Anyway, I'm against this nightly renting. We got renting out there, but it's terrible. The park up there is full of crazy people that they got a 5-day stay. It says right on the sign, but nobody seems to enforce that fact,